Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 3. Our Lady laments over the bad dispositions and actions of Catholics.
My daughter, when in the course of this history, I so often call thy attention to the lamentable state of the world and to that of the Holy Church in which thou livest, and when I so often express my maternal solicitude that thou imitate me, remember, my dearest, that I have great reasons for obliging thee to lament with me and for wishing thee to weep over that which I bewailed in my mortal life, and which would afflict me in my present state, if in it I were capable of sorrow. I assure thee, soul, thou hast reached times in which thou oughtest to shed tears of blood because of the calamities coming over the children of Adam. And since thou canst not at once and at the same time attain a full knowledge of them all, I remind thee of what, from my place in heaven, I see going on in the world among the believers of the holy faith. Turn then thy eyes upon those multitudes, and behold the greater part of the children of Adam in the darkness and errors of unbelief, rushing without hope of salvation to eternal perdition. Behold also the children of the faith and of the church, how heedless and forgetful of this damage they continue to be, so that there are none who seem to deplore it. For in contempt of their own salvation, they care not about that of others, and, their faith being dead and their love extinct, they sorrow not for the loss of souls created by God and redeemed by the blood of the incarnate Word. All are my children of the eternal Father who is in heaven, and all are obliged to have a care of their brethren according to each one's condition. This obligation rests more especially upon the children of the Church, who can live up to it by their prayers and supplications. But this duty lies still more directly upon those who have influence, upon those who are nourished by the Christian faith, and who enjoy more of the benefits of the liberal hand of the Almighty. Those who through the law of Christ are favored with temporal advantages, and who make use of them for the service and the delights of the flesh, are they who, as the powerful, are to be more powerfully tormented. If the pastors and the chiefs of the house of the Lord seek only a life of ease, without caring to engage in true earnest labor, they will make themselves accountable for the ruin of the flock of Christ and for the carnage brought on by the infernal wolves. O my daughter, into what a lamentable state has the Christian people been cast by the powerful, by the pastors, and by the wicked ministers, whom God has given them in his secret judgments. Oh, what confusion and chastisements await them! Before the tribunal of the just judge they will have no excuse, since the Catholic truth undeceives them, their conscience loudly protests, while they willfully remain deaf to all warnings. The cause of God remains neglected and without a champion. His possessions, which are the souls, are left without increase. All, as it were, look but to their own interests and preservation, each one according to his own diabolical cunning and according to his state of life.
Truth is obscured. Flattery raises its voice. Avarice is unbridled. The blood of Christ is trodden underfoot. The fruits of the redemption are held in contempt. No one wishes to risk his own comfort or interest in order to save what has cost the Savior his blood and life. Even the friends of God are influenced by the evils, for they do not make use of their charity and its holy liberty as they ought, and most of them allow themselves to be overcome by their cowardice and content themselves with working for themselves alone, forsaking the common cause of the souls of others. Hence thou mayest understand, my daughter, that now, after the evangelical church has been established by my divine office and fertilized by his own blood, those unhappy times have come, of which the Lord himself complains through his holy prophets, saying, "What the palmer worm hath left, the locust has eaten, and what the locust left, the braucus consumed, and the residue is destroyed by the mildew." And in order to gather some fruits from his vineyard, the Lord goes about like the gleaner after the vintage, who seeks some remaining grape or some olive, which is not dried up, or carried away by the demons. Tell me now, my daughter, How is it possible, if thou still hast a true love for my divine Son and for me, that thou find consolation or rest in thy heart at the sight of the loss of souls, which he redeemed by his blood, and I have sought with blood-mingled tears? Even today, if I could shed them, I would begin to do so with new weeping and compassion. And since it is not possible for me now to weep over the dangers threatening the church, I wish that thou do it, and that thou spurn consolation in a misfortune so calamitous and so worthy of lament. Weep bitterly, then, and lose not the merit of such a sorrow, and let it be so deep that thou findest no relief except in affliction for the sake of the Lord whom thou lovest. Think of what I did, in order to stave off the damnation of Herod, and to prevent it for those who wish to avail themselves of my intercession. In the beatific vision, I pray without ceasing for the salvation of my clients. Let not the labors and tribulations sent to thee by my divine Son intimidate thee from helping thy brethren and acquiring them for the possession of Christ amidst the injuries done to him by the children of Adam. Do thou labor to recompense them in the measure by the purity of thy soul, which I desire shall be rather that of an angel than of an earth-born woman. Fight the battles of the Lord against his enemies, and in his name and mine. Crush their head, reign over their pride, and cast them into hell. Do thou also counsel the ministers of Christ, with whom thou conversest, to use their power in doing the same, to defend the souls in lively faith, and in them the honor and glory of the Lord. And thus shall they repress and vanquish them with divine power.